Okay, welcome everyone. I'm glad everyone can make it. We know that you could be anywhere on this Saturday night, and we're very thankful that you chose to be here. So logistically, if anyone needs to go to the bathroom, they are back there behind the partitions. The best way to get to them is through that door and kind of snake around. It'd be to your right. Exits, the church is kind of a rectangular shaped, so any of the four corners, maybe not this one. So if you look under your pews, there's some water provided. You might need those around song 7 or 8. If there's any extra that you need, there's a table up here. All the lyrics will be on the projector. And if you have any problems seeing, there are also some sheets over there for you. So we'll get started with the theme of tonight. The theme of tonight is to take songs of various genres and playing styles, and they all have a focus on Jesus. In this way, it is similar to a church. We have people of various backgrounds, such as age, race, gender, social status, for those who know how to work social media, unlike me. But they all have the same cornerstone in our lives, of Jesus. We've chosen songs that are rich scripturally. One of the main points of tonight, if not the main point tonight, is to spread the gospel, and we're choosing to do that through music. We hope that maybe the Lord reveals something to you tonight. Maybe you just get a song stuck in your head, and maybe you take a dive into the Word to get a background for the songs that you just sang. Maybe you just need a fellowship, a little bit of fellowship in your life right now. Either way, I hope everyone's had a fun, fruitful time tonight. So let's open up with a word of prayer, so that God may bless this event and the words may be His and not ours.
If we will, please, let's bow our heads. Father, as we come to you this evening, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this group of people that have you in their hearts and willing to share that with the music and their talents that they have. As it says in Psalm 98, verse 4, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, and break forth into joyous song, and sing His praises." And I'm sure that's what we're going to see this evening, to just open your ears and your hearts and listen to God's message this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, we will get started tonight with a verse that led to the title of this event, Psalm 47, which states, "Clap your hands, all people. Shout to the God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued people under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves." Selah. God has gone up with a loud shout. God has gone up with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over all nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shield of earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. I want to note that it says, "Shout to the Lord with loud songs of joy." As Kevin Bodie mentioned last Sunday, these songs are to praise the Lord with. But also, we need to encourage each other, you know, to sing loud so that we have confidence to sing loud ourselves. That's why we're here tonight. To praise the Lord. So I hope everyone is going to sing loud like a trumpet, as the psalm says. If you're able, I invite you to stand as we sing our first song, Man of Sorrows. Thank you.
in days of peace, in days of rest, in times of loss and loneliness. Though rich or poor, your word is true, that all my ways are known to you. No trial has come beyond your hand, no step I walk beyond your plan. The path is dark outside my view, still all my ways are known to you. And oh, what peace that I have found, wherever I may be. For all my ways are known to you. Hallelujah, they are known to you. I do not fear the final night, for death will be the door to life. You take my hand and lead me through, for all my ways are known to you. And oh, what peace that I have found, wherever I may be. For all my ways are known to you. Open up my eyes so I may see that you have made these ways for me. Open up my eyes so I may see that you, my God, will walk with me. Open up my eyes so I may see that you have made these ways for me. Open up my eyes so I may see that you, my God, will walk with me. And oh, what peace that I have found, wherever I may be. For all my ways are known to you. Hallelujah, they are known to you. And oh, what peace that I have found, wherever I may be. For all my ways are known to you. Hallelujah, they are known to you. Hallelujah, they are known to you.
Now that everyone's awake, I'd like everyone to take some time to do a little bit of fellowship with each other, with those around you. I want you to find someone that you've never met or someone that you haven't had a good conversation with in a while. I want you to ask about their life and really connect, not just what do you do for work or what quarterback's trying to win a starting job. Ask questions like, what has the Lord been doing for you recently? Is there anything going on in your life that I can be praying for you about? Do you like fishing? Want to go fishing and continue this conversation? So please, go ahead.
Thank you. your name?
Leanie.
I'm Wesley. It's good to meet you. It's good to meet you, Leanie. Yeah. You ever play piano? No? It's pretty fun. Into the keys. It's pretty fun. Yeah.
Everyone was able to connect with someone. We will be continuing on now. As you make your way back to the seats, we will continue with It As Well. If you guys want, you can continue to stand or sit, whatever is more comfortable for you.
Whatever my lot, thou hast taught.
Was blind, but
That is such a powerful song. How sweet the sound indeed. Speaking of sweet sound, you guys sound absolutely amazing. Honestly, one of my favorite parts about being up here is hearing all your voices being directed this way. We will continue by reading Psalms 150, which states, "Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with tambourine and dance, praise him with strings and pipe, praise him with sounding cymbals, praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." As the title of the psalm states, for those who have ESV version, let everything praise the Lord. We may not have a lute or a harp, but we have a guitar. We may not have tambourine or cymbals, but we have a cajon. So for everyone that has breath, let us continue singing and praising the Lord with Before the Throne of God Above.
risen Son of God. I once was lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew the way. The sin that promised joy and life had led me to the grave. I had no hope that you would own a rebel to your will. And if you had not loved me first, I would refuse you still. But as I ran my hell-bound race, indifferent to the cross, you looked upon my helpless state and led me to
is Christ. How easy is it to forget that?
you guys want to just stay seated for a minute, rest your vocal cords a little bit. We're going to have a song of lament here for our sins. Here, Matthew 23:37. Jesus' lament over Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. I think sometimes it's easy to forget that we're not the hero of the story. It's Jesus. And apart from him, we can't have salvation. We're dead in our sins, and there's nothing that we can do. So join us in this lament as we sing out and cry out for him.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather you beneath my gentle
We have been delivered indeed through the all-sufficient sacrifice of Christ on the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57 say, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may stand up as we sing Victory in Jesus.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Beside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean, or be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood.
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments? Glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. a few more weary days and then I'll plow away to a land joy shall never end. I'll fly away,
fly away,
I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory,
I'll fly away,
fly away
in the morning
when I die, hallelujah, by and by.
Take a deep breath after that one. Oh. So the next song is one of my personal favorites. This song is one that I was very intentional with the way we're about to play it. And I'll start off with 1 Peter 4:10 through 11, which states, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." I believe that God gives us all abilities. And as supported by the parable in Matthew 25, we need to invest in those abilities. We have some amazing people here, from the music ministry to the children's church, sound ministry, to the elders who are shepherding our entire flock, and all you unsung heroes amongst all of you that just take some time to pray for someone or maintain the facilities. I think it's equally important to note that the gifts you see up here are not of our own doing. They are merely gifts from God. They are to be used to serve one another and glorify God through Jesus Christ in the process, as 1 Peter states. So getting into the song itself, I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 12:12-27. This is a bit long, so hold on. "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we are all baptized in the one body, Jews or Greek, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not the eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in each body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body we think less honorable, we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so compassed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." So my vision of this song is to recognize each individual instrument and the unique role that it plays within the song. Much like the individual ministry, such as children or sound, has its own unique role within the church. But in the end, the instruments are much more beautiful functioning as one, the same as a healthy church. Please stand as we continue on with Revelation Song.
Thank you. mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy.
Well, folks, it's about that time. I really hope everyone's enjoyed their time so far. I believe there are some cookies over there if you guys want to continue your fellowship. I want to end the night the same way I started, with Psalms 47, which states, "Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued people under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations, God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God, he is highly exalted." As we finish up with our last song, Behold Our God, I want everyone to focus on verse 8. God reigns over the nation. God sits on his holy throne. This is our last song, so give everything you have left.
Well, it's been good, hasn't it? And God gets the glory tonight, but I don't think there's anything wrong with giving these folks a hand. they worked hard, and God worked through them, and it was a great night. Let's go ahead and end in prayer, and then we'll get to our fellowship. God, we thank you tonight, and God, this wasn't about us. This was about you and exalting and glorifying you through our songs, through Scripture, God, and we pray that it was a sweet savor to you, God. I thank you that Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection was proclaimed in these songs tonight, and God, if there'd be just one here that would claim Jesus as Savior as a result, it would be worth all that went on. So, God, have your way in the fellowship now. And thanks for blessing us this evening. In Christ's name, amen.